I think back of all of the missions conferences that we had at Whitneyville back when we were attending, way back. I was in high school. That's where I met my wife, Patty. Some of the missionaries would come in and they would just share their story, and I'd just be so moved. And they had such testimonies, and man, just God was working in their lives. And I remember so many of them. So I love missions conferences, and it's very passionate to me. But today, as we continue on missions, the theme for today is missions as a family. And Pastor Dave asked me if I would speak some time ago, and I thought, yeah, I would love to do that. I'm passionate about missions, and I'm passionate about family. So bring the two together, and should be no problem. Well, as I began to prepare, I thought, wow, this is harder than I thought. But God laid on my heart just what He has done through our family, through missions, and how He has impacted our lives in missions. So this morning, it's going to be a little bit of a different message, if you will. I'm going to share our story and how missions impacted our life as a family. Not only are you going to hear how God has impacted my life, but I've asked and they have agreed. I did not bribe them. They have agreed that they would even share, my girls and my wife, how God has impacted their life for missions. So at this time, Patty drew short straw, so she is going to go first. But Patty, would you come and speak to us?
Good morning. I really didn't know what to say, so I brought a whole bunch of stuff. No, really. I talked to John about what I would share, and then I changed my mind. Because that's what women do, right? So, but my love for missions began here. I was not going to cry. Okay. When I was a teenager and Steve Jackson was here, he took me on two missions trips. And one was to Canada. It was evangelical. We shared the gospel. It was open street evangelism. And it was really wonderful. And then we also went to New York City, and we took a group of teens, and we shared the gospel in the parks, and we did so many things. It really was wonderful. We did puppets, and I did a little storytelling where I just acted it out. We had the missionary, those of you who have been here for a while, remember our missionary to New York. He did chalk art, and he did wonderful drawings. And so he shared the gospel that way. So that's where my love for missions began. And when I was looking back over what I would share with you, it was really special, but Steve Jackson, who was my youth pastor, he encouraged me the most. He encouraged me the most when we were gone. So, okay, moving on. What from there? So that's where it all began for me. And then we decided to take the girls with us on a trip. And I'm so thankful for John and his leadership. And you will hear about the whole process and how many times we went and everything God did in and through us. But the greatest work was in us. And I just want to share a couple of very... I think I made sure John's, I'm not repeating John, but between our first two times in Nicaragua, we went in February, and then we came home, and as God was just showing us one step at a time that he wanted us to go back to Nicaragua, we were at the Family Life Marriage Conference, and some of you went to that this past February. For us, it was more than just about our marriage. It was a time to step away and not be distracted by life and by three little girls. And it was a time where we could really spend devoted time in prayer on what the next step for us was. And while we were there, I will never, ever forget, they have this big, huge bookstore set up for you to shop in between speakers. And they had, Family Life had these, some of you have probably done them. They're little devotionals. I should have brought it with me. But they're, I think they're called home building devotionals that you can do with like small groups of people. And there's parenting ones and marriage ones and different ones. And I walked up to the lady and I said, "Are these available in Spanish?" And this is a stranger who I had never met. And she said, "Yes, for your vision." And I was like, whoa. I turned around and looked at John. I'm like, oh, okay. So with that, we took that Bible study in Spanish to Nicaragua. And even though we don't speak Spanish very well, we led a parenting seminar with that. And that was just really special. The other thing that was special is just the peace that we had every step of the way, even when we could not see what was in front of us. In this morning, in my devotional, I just want to share the last part of it. It says, "I did not design the human mind to figure out the future. That is beyond our capability. I crafted your mind for continual communication with me. Bring me all your needs, your hopes and fears. Commit everything into my care. Turn from the path of planning to the path of peace." And I would say beyond a shadow of a doubt, peace prevailed every step of the way, even when we didn't have an income, even when we didn't know what was going on. We had peace, and we tried to share that peace with our girls. In my devotional, one of the verses I had written down was Proverbs 19:21. "Many plans are in your mind, but it is your purpose, as in the Lord's purpose, that will stand." I read that wrong. Many plans are in our mind, but it is his purpose that will stand. So that was just one of my prayers for our family the whole time. The peace that we had. It was not always easy. We had a lot of hard times. We had a lot of sickness. People back home were praying, and it was wonderful. I think some of you were even on. We had a Facebook page. I did print something from the Facebook page, but I'm not going to read that today. I lost my train of thought. Peace. It really was the peace of God that I am really sorry. I lost my train of thought where I was going with that. But God's peace did carry us through. Oh, that's, I was going to tell you that it wasn't always easy. There were disappointments. And when we came home from the summer, I was kind of mad at John. I wanted to move to Nicaragua. I did. I was really mad. We were coming home, and he did not have any. He didn't have any desire to learn the Spanish language. I love the Spanish language. I don't speak it as well as my daughters, but I love it. I love the worship down there. But one of the things, when we came home, God put a young lady. my life. And it wasn't one of my daughters, but Monique, you might have seen her come to church with us a few times. She's very tall, so but she's very special to me. She was raising support at the time to go to Columbia, and she asked me to be her accountability partner. And it was just wonderful. As upset, I mean, I'll never forget the conversation I had with her. I was walking down our road when we lived on Patterson, so it was very busy and hard to hear on the cell phone. But I'll never forget her asking me to do that, and me just being like, thank you, God.
Megan, you ready? Then Amber and Andrea.
Hola. Okay, so going to Nicaragua really opened my eyes to the Spanish culture and the language. It also really helped me notice that we as Americans take a lot of our luxuries for granted. In Nicaragua, there's a village called Matiari, where the people who were displaced by Hurricane Felix were given a piece of land to live on. Most of the people in Matiari have a one-room house, which is made of four wood posts, black plastic for the walls, and, if they're lucky, a tin roof. Even though these people had so little, they seemed so happy. One of the things I enjoyed while I was there was a day that was similar to a carnival. We played soccer, games, did face painting, and had music with all the kids in the village. I am so glad I had this opportunity to minister in my family down in Nicaragua.
Good morning. Ever since I was 5 years old, I have loved missions. My love for missions grew by going to mission conferences and hearing about different missionaries and countries. I sat in on a... When I was six, during our annual missions conference, I sat in on a presentation from missionaries to Tanzania. After the presentation, I told my mom I wanted to move to Africa. Ever since then, I have wanted to visit there. When I was 10, we heard a presentation from missionaries to Nicaragua. My parents were talking to the missionaries about visiting there. As soon as we walked out into the parking lot, I tried to shoot down the idea. I didn't want to go to Nicaragua. I wanted to go to Africa. 3 months later, my parents bought tickets to fly us to Nicaragua. The week we were there flew by. I thought being in a different country was neat, but I wasn't in love with the country. Once the week was over, I was ready to go home. A few months later, there was talk about going back to Nicaragua for 6 weeks this time. After I figured out how long 6 weeks was, again, I was against the idea of going. 4 months later, we got back on a plane and headed to Nicaragua. After the first week, I started to fall in love with the country. I made lifelong friends with people from the church. When the trip was coming to a close, I didn't want to come home. The last trip to Nicaragua was fun, and I was excited about going. I knew after that last trip, I wanted to be a missionary. I found a love for sharing the gospel and sharing God's love to others. Megan and I started a Bible study with our neighbor as soon as we got home. Being out of my comfort zone wasn't easy at first, but then I realized that as a Christian, I'm not called to be comfortable. I'm called to serve Christ and others.
Good morning. My first trip to Nicaragua allowed me to experience overseas ministry firsthand. During this trip, I fell in love with the Spanish culture, people, and language. Throughout our second trip, I felt called into ministry. At that point in time, I believed I was being called to foreign missions. At the age of 14, my understanding of missions was different than it is now. Missions, in my mind, was going overseas and being the hands and feet of Jesus to a different culture and people. However, it does not require going overseas. But missions is also here in the United States. Missions still involves being the hands and feet of Jesus and can even involve a different culture, but does not require us to move overseas to do so. During my senior year, I was allowed to work with Spanish-speaking children in an elementary school, and this is when I realized I could still be involved in missions but stay in the United States. Ministry is whatever you make it to be. For me right now, it is using my love for Spanish while serving at Alpha Women's Center, and my love for music and children to serve here at Whitneyville Bible Church. I'm excited to see where God has in store for me in the future.
Thank you, girls. I hope you're able to see just a little bit of the impact that missions has made on their life. And I have, as I mentioned, I've always enjoyed missions. It's always been a pleasure to be at mission conferences. And I had many opportunities to go on missions trips throughout, whether it was through youth group or adult ministry. I always had many opportunities to go. But I always came up with an excuse why I should not go on a missions trip. And maybe there's someone here today that says, you know what, I would kind of like to go, but don't really want to go. Mine was I was afraid to fly, but I got over that as we were going to Nicaragua. But one of the things that I had a desire to do was to bring our girls on a family missions trip. And I wasn't sure how all that was going to play out at the time. We had missionaries who were serving from our home church, Heritage, serving to the country of Taiwan. And started talking to them, you know, how much time would we need to go on a missions trip to visit you and see your work in, over in Taiwan? And they said, you better put aside 2 weeks for sure. 3 would be good, but 4 would be best. And I'm thinking, well, there's no way, being part of the family business, that I'm going to be able to break away for 2 weeks. 3 weeks is not going to happen. 4 weeks is out of the question. But the very next year, we were sitting in our missions conference, and we had some missionaries come from the country of Nicaragua. And I'll never forget sitting through their presentation. We had opportunity to hang out with them all through the week and got to know them well. And sitting through that presentation, something just came over me. I think I would like to go to the country of Nicaragua. By the end of the week, they invited us to come down for a week to check out their ministry. So that was in October. In December, we had our tickets ordered. I was praying all up until that time. Patty and I and our whole family would just pray that God would just give us such a passion, a deeper passion for missions, that he would use us in any way that he possibly could. And we got there, and we had just a wonderful time. We went there for a week and saw lots of different things. I was able to preach down in the church down there through a translator. The girls, they did a soccer ministry, a soccer camp for all the kids. Or should I say that you were put through a soccer camp with all of the kids who know how to play soccer down there. But they put on a soccer camp for all the kids, and Patty led a ladies' ministry meeting down there. We just had a wonderful time. I was able to preach in a prison, had a wonderful time down there. But really what impacted my life the most came on a Tuesday morning. It wasn't what we saw or what we did. It wasn't ziplining through a coffee plantation like we did. It wasn't seeing an active volcano like we did. It was on Tuesday morning when I sat down beside my bed. I started reading my devotions. And I turned to the passage that we read this morning, Mark chapter 1, verses 16 through 20. And I started reading that, and I came to verse 18, and Jesus is talking to these fishermen, and he says, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And how many times I heard that growing up. We used to sing a song that was that very thing. Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. I'm not going to sing it for you. I won't put you through that. But I used to hear that song, and I read that verse. But it was the very next verse that really penetrated my heart, verse 18. They immediately left their nets and followed him. That was like a 2x4 hitting me upside the head. I never realized what the very next verse said to that. They immediately left their nets and followed him. I realized that morning that if I'm going to be a follower of Jesus Christ, I need to be willing to follow him wherever he has for me. That morning, I prayed that God would just take my life. Just help me to be a follower of Him. To do whatever He wanted to do whatever He desired to do. And I prayed that God would also use my family however He desired. We had a great week that week. We returned home, and as Patty and I were kind of chilling out that Sunday night, the girls were all in bed. And we were just talking about the trip, kind of reminiscing about it. And I said to her, I says, you know, I don't know what God is doing in my heart, but something is taking place. And we need to really pray for God's leading in the upcoming days to see what He has for me and for our family. So we did that. While we were in Nicaragua, there were missionaries that lived next door to the house that we were staying at, and they would come over, and Patty was talking to one of the missionary ladies, and she said, you know, we go back to the States in the summer. We would love for you to come back and stay in our home. Patty just kind of blew it off, and she said, yeah, that would be great. We would love to do that. And she even mentioned it to me, and I blew Patty off and was like, there's no way. It won't work. So Patty began to pray about that. And she began to pray that if God was opening a door for us to go back to Nicaragua, that He would work out all the details. And she knew that the mountain that would have to be moved would be my work. Being involved with the business for 24 years, there's no way, like I said earlier, it was hard for me to get away. There's really no way I could get away for 6 weeks. But she continued to pray that God would just move that mountain. As one can imagine, it was fear versus faith. And after a weekend, which Patty talked about, we were at the marriage conference. We enjoyed the conference, but as she mentioned, we spent so much time in prayer just praying, Lord, what would You have for this family? What is Your will for us? When we came home on that Sunday night, we decided that we believe it's the Lord's will that we're going to walk through the open doors. And we said, we're going to walk through the open door. If it's the Lord's will that He wants us to go back to Nicaragua for 6 weeks, we're going to do that. We're going to follow Him. That was on a Sunday night. On Monday, I came home from work after a very hectic day, and I came home, and I was kind of down, and I was kind of discouraged, and I was kind of, my mind's thinking about a million different things, and I'm thinking, what in the world? I came home, and I said, there's no way we're going back to Nicaragua. There's no way it'll work. We're too busy. There's just no way the business can get by without me there. That whole night, I was just wrestling with God like no end. I was miserable. He was working me over. And He took me back to that day in Managua, Nicaragua, when I was looking at that passage, and I made that prayer. I said that prayer to Him, Lord, take me. Use me however You want. And He took me back to that time. By Tuesday morning, God showed me what we needed to do, and that was to follow His leading into ministry. That morning, I went into the office and let my dad and brother know that I was leaving the company. Very difficult decision. I'm thinking, man, did I make the right decision? But follow me. The very next day, I went and got the mail. And we had a letter in there, and I opened it up, and someone was inquiring whether we would be interested in selling our business. And we had gotten them in the past and just kind of looked past it. The very next day, I walked and got the mail. I love to do that, by the way. I opened it up, and it was another letter from somebody totally different, wondering, would you be interested in selling your business? Now, to get one is kind of, okay, it happens. But to get two in each day, that really made us wonder. And you might say, why are you telling us that? Because for many years, we felt the call to ministry. But I didn't know how God was going to separate me from the family business. You see, I had it played out in my mind how it was all going to work, and he had other plans. But it wasn't until I fully surrendered to God that he was able to work out all of those plans. At that time, I could see that mountain that Patty was praying about that God would move was beginning to crumble. We went back to Nicaragua for that 6-week trip. We saw God do some amazing things. We had just a wonderful time. We took part in Vacation Bible School. We got into the public schools, believe it or not, the public schools, and were able to do outreaches. There were groups there while we were there who helped out with Vacation Bible School. We had a wonderful time. We saw numerous kids come to know Jesus Christ as their Savior. Patty and I did that parenting seminar. We were able to encourage the missionaries, and yes, when you go on a missions trip, that is we look at that lightly, but that's such a huge thing, just to encourage the missionaries. They're out on the front lines, and that was such a big part of that trip as well. But by working alongside those missionaries and taking part in those many different opportunities, that gave us an opportunity not only to see what was taking place in the missionaries' lives, but that grew our faith just to see some of the different things that took place. I mean, we were there when you had 3 flat tires in 2 days. We were there when the county or the city decided to shut the water off and you have no water for who knows how long. We went through those times. But they were faith-building experiences. Soon after we arrived back from home from our 6-week trip, we finished the sale of the business and that mountain was completely removed. But we went back for a 4-week trip after that to help minister down there while the missionary was back. He brought the national pastor back and they helped raise support. So we worked in the church and we worked with the youth pastor there and we did outreaches and all kinds of things and just had a wonderful time. Saw numerous people come to know Christ as their Savior. But it was all because we followed him. We were willing to follow him. And Roger, if you could key up the slides, we're going to show some pictures. What is a missionary trip without pictures? And then I'll come back and I want to just conclude. All right, thank you. So that kind of gives you an idea of what we were doing down there in Nicaragua. And so I guess some take home, some application, some challenge this morning is spend some time on a short-term missions trip. We have trips. We've seen many of our missionaries, and there's some that we haven't spent time with. But spend some time on a missions trip. If you can do a family trip, all the better. There is such a huge impact in the lives of the kids there, and it's just such an eye-opener to your kids. And you think, man, how in the world would we put together the funding for a missions trip? And I think, you know, we go on vacations, we put away for vacations so much every so year, and we go on vacation. If we do that for a missions trip, we won't have a problem when that comes. And I will guarantee you, we've gone on some very nice vacations, but the time we spent on the mission field sure is a whole lot better, and more memories are made from a missions trip like that than any vacation. That's my opinion, but I would encourage you to go on a short-term mission trip. Secondly, I just challenge you with this. If we're followers of Jesus Christ, he's calling us to leave all and follow him. And I ask you this morning, is there something that maybe you are holding on to. For me, it was the business. I couldn't let go of the business. It could be something totally different for you. But is there something that you may be hanging on this morning that is keeping you from following Jesus in what he has for you? But I want you to know also that just because you surrender to Jesus does not mean he's going to call you to a foreign field. It does not mean that you have to quit your job, but it may. Are you willing to do that? And I just wonder this morning if there's someone here who maybe you've been sensing maybe a little bit of a nudge for either foreign missions or some sort of missionary. And you really don't know how to go from point A to point B. But I would just encourage you to just continue to bathe it in prayer. Talk to the pastors. Talk to myself. Just continue to follow God's leading. Follow that open door, what he has for you. Simon, Andrew, James, and John left all and followed Christ. Are you willing to do that very same thing today? It's not easy. I think of some of the struggles that we had. Going from a job and no job financially, as you can imagine. But God continued to provide on $240 a week, a family of five and bills just like you have. But I'm just blown away that somebody would send you a check and a note in there that says, John, your family was on my heart today. God just continues to provide when we follow him. Are you willing to follow him this morning? Let's pray. Father, I do thank you for just the privilege to serve you, to follow you. Lord, I just thank you for what you've done in our life. And Lord, I just pray that there may be some here today that maybe they haven't been following you quite as close as they should be. Lord, I pray that you would just work in their lives. Lord, maybe there's some who feel called to the mission field. I just pray that, Lord, that you would just give them what they need to make that known. And I just pray that, Lord, that you would just burden our heart. Help us to realize, too, that, Lord, missions is not just off in a far-off country. Missions is right here in Alto and Caledonia and Middleville area. Missions is who we are, and I pray that you would just burden our heart for those that we rub elbows with every day. Thank you, Lord, and we just ask this in your name. Amen.